Pepper Young's family. Pepper Young's family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. Tonight in Chicago, Kurt Bradley is a happy man. He's sitting in Nancy Wayne's small kitchen, his chair tilted comfortably but precariously against the wall. And his face is one broad smile of anticipation as Nancy opens the oven door and he catches sight of the chicken, just reaching a supreme state of brown and succulent perfection.
Boy, everything around here smells darn good. Particularly that chicken and that coffee.
It does, doesn't it? Be done in a minute.
Say, why don't you let me give you a hand?
You've been giving me a hand. Didn't you set the table?
Well, that wasn't so much. You know, I'm in a fair way of being spoiled.
Are you?
Yeah. I felt sorry for myself when I found out I had to live here in Chicago, alone, way off from my friends and from Biff. I thought of all the stodgy meals I had to eat at the hotel and the long evenings I'd have to spend alone. And I've practically had all my meals here in this swell little apartment of yours. You've been awfully nice to me.
I like you, that's why. I liked you the first day you came into the office. And Mr. Leroy did, too. He told me today he was very pleased with the work you were doing.
Never mind, Mr. Leroy. I'm talking about you. In lots of ways, you remind me more of Mary Young than any woman I've ever met. And I never thought I'd find another like her. Although when I met her sister a long time ago, I fell for her.
You mean you fell in love with her?
Yes. But mostly, I think, because she was Mary's sister.
What happened?
Oh, it was sort of a unilateral affair. I loved her, and she didn't love me. That ought to be easy for you to understand.
Not particularly.
Nancy, I'd like to ask your advice. About Biff.
Kurt, how can I give you advice about your son?
Well, you can give me your slant on it, can't you?
What's the problem?
Well, when I talked to Mr. Young the other day, Biff got on the telephone, and I told him I was expecting him here next week to start school in Chicago. I've missed him like the very devil. But when I asked him when he was actually coming on, it turns out that he doesn't want to come.
Well, I thought you two were inseparable.
Yeah, I thought so, too. But it seems that he's fallen in love again.
Oh, in love?
Yeah, Biff fancies himself in the grip of a gigantic emotion.
Oh, dear.
There's a girl in Elmwood for whom he would gladly die.
How old is he, by the way?
17.
Kurt, you wouldn't seriously consider letting him stay, would you?
Well, maybe not a while ago, but... Now, I don't know.
What's that mean?
Well, I mean, love's a funny thing.
But it's just a kid's crush, isn't it?
Oh, of course, that's all it is. He'll probably be over it in a month or so.
Well, then if you want him to stay with you, why don't you just tell him to come on?
Well, that's just the point. I don't know why I don't, unless all of a sudden I become sympathetic to the problem.
You mean you're going to let him stay... there?
I don't know.
Do you know, if you do, I think you're being awfully unselfish.
Well, I'm not even sure about that. Maybe I'm being too doggone selfish.
How can you say that? When you want him here with you, when you two could be together in the evenings?
Yes, and... well, maybe I've found another way to fill my evenings.
You mean spending them here with me? Well, that isn't the same thing at all.
I found it very delightful.
But I think you and your boy ought to be together.
Well, we'll be together eventually. But it's just occurred to me that if Biff were here, I couldn't spend so much time with you.
Look, please, don't think about me.
I am going to think about you. I'm going to think about you ahead of anybody else from now on. That is, if you'll let me.
Well, Mr. Bradley, sir... Are you making love to me?
Well, I'm trying to.
It's been a long time since anybody has made love to me.
I guess I'm not doing much of a job at it. But it hit me all of a sudden today when Mr. Phillips thought you were Mrs. Bradley. Do you remember that?
I remember.
It was as if I'd suddenly had my eyes opened. Not that I've got any reason to suppose you want to change a nice name like Wayne to Bradley.
Bradley is a nice name, too.
Is it? Do you mean... Oh, darling.
I'm not sure I ought to let you say all this. I'm not sure it isn't because you're lonesome in Chicago and just don't know anybody else.
And like coming here to your apartment, enjoying your cooking. No. No, it isn't... any of those reasons.
I'm not so sure.
Because I think I've loved you from the first moment I saw you. I've been waiting all these years to find a girl like you, and I never expected to. I certainly haven't got much to offer you.
It sounds silly, but this is so sudden.
Well, I suppose it always is sudden when you discover you're in love.
Fred, I loved you from the first moment I saw you.
You did? What are we waiting for?
For you to kiss me. Kurt, you think you've been waiting for somebody all of your life.
You're sure you're not just taking pity on me?
No, I'm sure.
Shall we get married right away?
Oh, Kurt, look, shouldn't we wait till you know me better? Look, you don't want to make a mistake.
Oh, darling, the only mistake I'd make would be to put it off.
What about your son, Kurt? How will he take this?
Well, he'd better take it right. Especially if he's in love himself. Nancy, do you know what I'd like to do?
What?
I'd like to go back to Elmwood with you and have you meet the Youngs. And we'll get married at their house. Would you mind doing that?
Of course not. If you think they'll like me,
Like you? How could they help it?
Kurt.
Well, will you do it, Nancy? Will you go to Elmwood where I can show you all the people I like best? And I can show you the house where we'll go back to live someday.
Kurt, yes, I'd love to go to Elmwood with you.
Uh-oh, what's that I smell? Chicken scorching? Coffee boiling over? Well, never mind. Who cares at a time like this? Not Nancy, and certainly not Kurt. And now a message from our sponsors.
Hello? Yes, this is he. Chicago calling. Well, that must be Kurt.
Mr. Young, will you let me speak to him? I've thought of a whole new flood of arguments for staying in Elmwood.
Just a minute. Hello? Hello, Kurt. I thought I'd be hearing from you pretty soon, yeah. You saw Phillips, did you?
Oh, don't forget, I want to talk to him, Mr. Young. Well, I want a chance to stay in Elmwood for the first term, anyhow.
Quiet, Biff. What's that? Phillips has agreed to let us have the house, provided I make a down payment of how much, did you say, Kurt? Oh, well, we'll see. Well, no, I haven't actually received any money yet. Well, I'm going to see Brewster again in the morning, and I understand the check will be forthcoming. Yeah. And, Kurt, here's Biff. He wants to talk to you.
Hey, look, Dad, you know, it's mighty important for me to have another term here in Elmwood High, and I got a condition to work off, and you see, it's this way. What? What did you say? You said I could stay here? Yippee! I can stay. Did you hear that, Mrs. Young? I can stay. Mr. Young, I can stay. Hey, Pepper, where are you? I can stay. I don't have to go to Chicago. I can stay.
You'd better let me have that telephone again. Hello, Kurt. You've no idea how happy Biff is at staying in Elmwood. Yeah. Hey, but look, I'm worried about you. Are you sure you don't need him there? What? You're going to come back here to Elmwood for a weekend to see him? For when? Next weekend? Why, Kurt, it'll be wonderful to see you again. Yeah. And look, thanks for seeing Phillips. And take care of yourself. Right. Goodbye, Kurt.
Phil Cliff is happy that he can remain with the Youngs in Elmwood because it means he can see his girl. But how's he going to feel about his father's new romance? And now, a message from our sponsor. Tomorrow, we find out more about the project and whether or not Mr. Young gets a job. Be sure to join us on Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a modern drama production.